Welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is an uplifting show based on a few life stories, faith, and a lot of years of experience on this earth. It's a show that will bring inspiration and hope to all who have ever felt something in this life that does not seem fair or possible. Let's begin.
Hello, welcome to Sincerely Trish. We are up to episode number 36. But whatever number we are on, I am so completely humbled with this privilege to talk to you each week, and I really appreciate you taking the time to listen. Today, I'm going to introduce you to somebody that I know you are going to truly enjoy getting to know, and I know that you will really admire him. He will be a senior at the University of West Virginia. We had an absolutely beautiful weekend, and I'm not sure how myself and the rest of our family can ever show our appreciation to the Tonawanda Titans for naming a swim meet in honor of our daughter, Natalie. This swim meet is a little different. First, it's the first long course swim meet of the season. Long course means that the swim meet is in meters, not yards. It's longer. And the pool, they take out the bulkhead where you would normally turn, and it's one gigantic pool of 50 meters. You might even want to call the swim meet "Where's the Wall?" because you'll see the little kids swim like, "Oh my goodness, I'm in the middle of no man's land. Where's the wall? Where's the end of the pool?" It's actually how they swim the Olympics. They swim the Olympics also in meters. It's just that most of us are used to yards. What else sets this swim meet apart is the homemade program covers for the meet are handmade by the little kids inspired by Natalie. For sale, they have kindness t-shirts, kindness caps, all smiles on deck passes, and the events are mixed. You don't say co-ed, you say they're mixed, but they have boys and girls competing together in each heat. The Titans were fantastic. We had kindness baskets where you would enter the name of another swimmer, coach, parent, somebody who is making a difference in your life. Bell ringers and heat winners were given these beautiful Natalie cookies. What a beautiful thing it was to see coaches from other teams wearing the Natalie design shirts, and these coaches from other teams stopping to tell us how much they remember Natalie and remember her so fondly. One of the things that makes the Titans such a great organization is the consistency of the coaches. The coaches who have been there for years and years and decades, almost decades. I mean, if you think about it, headed up by Scott Vanderzell and Tim Bennett, and the list goes on. And just to hear the whistling and the encouragement and the cheering, I mean, there's no doubt that is the reason for the success of the Titans. How can we forget also the parents? What a nice treat for me just to be able to sit down and get to know some of the parents. Not to have distractions bother me, but just to be in that moment, to talk to somebody, connect with somebody, and realize how much we all have in common. Of course, I really enjoyed getting to know the swimmers. And there was one in particular who just stood out. I saw all these little kids following him around. I saw kids asking for his autograph. And then I saw him swim. And it was so beautiful and dominating that I had to videotape some of it. I want to introduce you to that swimmer. His name is Andrew Marsh. We sat outside during the swim meet. We took a little break. And the sound quality, you may hear the wind blowing a little bit, but you'll also realize why he's one of the inspiring stories to come out of the swim meet. I am here with Andrew Marsh, quite frankly, the star here at the Natalie Lewis Invite. And first, I want to say congratulations, Andrew, and I did tape your 50 and 100 freestyle events. Oh, meter. freestyle event. How do you think those went for you?
Oh, they went pretty well. I was actually surprised because I'm in my hard training right now, so I'm a little sore. So going into it, I wasn't expecting that much. So I was pretty pleased with the times.
Oh, for the non-swimmers out there, that means he's not in taper, that he's training very hard, not expecting best times. Andrew, have you ever had a chance to meet Natalie?
Mm-hmm. I had a swim meet a couple years back in Pittsburgh, and she was in college. She came back for the summer, and I was still young, and I just remember her dominating every single event, and it was pretty cool to watch, and it kind of inspired me to come back to swim for Titans when I was in college, because a lot of college swimmers, they just go and swim for their college team in the summer, but it made me want to come back and swim for my college, or for my club team in the summers.
That is such a great message, because you have so much more influence than you think, and when you are a seasoned, quote, veteran of swimming, and you're a college student, and you're competing, and you're still loving it, and you can spread that to the younger swimmers, what a great message.
I try my best. I've started to realize, especially this meet with all the little swimmers coming up to me, and even like they asked for my autograph, and I was like, "What?" Like I felt bad signing their thing. I didn't want to like ruin it, but they really enjoyed that, and it was a little surreal experience, and I really enjoyed it.
That is so great, Andrew Marsh. Can I have your autograph?
What do you want me to sign?
Andrew, what has been the highlight so far for your swim career? And tell everybody where you're swimming, what conference you're in, where you're at college, that kind of thing. And so far, you're high.
So I swim for West Virginia University, and we're in the Big 12. And every Big 12 conference meet, we swim against Texas. And Texas wins nationals. They're the best team in college.
No doubt.
They're really the best team in college history. But this year at Big 12s, I was able to get the Big 12 record against Texas and win the 100 backstroke. And it was really cool. Well, the time, I was happy with the time, but just looking over and seeing like the faces of all my teammates and cheering, and my coach almost fell in the pool because he was just like jumping. And it was pretty cool.
Wow, let me repeat that. So you won a Big 12 record and won in an individual event in the 100 backstroke?
Yep.
Wow, give me your time.
45-41.
Wow. That's amazing. What a beautiful accomplishment.
I want to say at the time it was 25th or in the top 30 of fastest times ever, I think. I might not. It was in the top 30, I know.
Now, for a Buffalo boy, actually you're a Jamestown boy, but for a Buffalo boy, how do you find it different in West Virginia than Buffalo?
The cultures are a little different. It's a little more country in West Virginia, I'll tell you that. But the people are so nice everywhere. Buffalo people are nice. West Virginia people are nice. But I love both places.
I think with West Virginia, it's just so much of the terrain. Am I saying it right? Uh-huh. Like, it's really nature. And, I think of whitewater rafting and mountains. Of course, you think of coal mining.
Yeah, we went whitewater rafting one year. But I'm saying, the old saying, like, I walked to school uphill both ways. Well, that's West Virginia, because you're walking uphill both ways wherever you go.
How's the swim team? Does it get some good recognition in West Virginia, or is it mostly the football team?
It's actually everywhere. So West Virginia doesn't have any pro sports teams, so the locals there support West Virginia like it's a pro team. Whether it's a football team, obviously the football team gets more because football. But we get a lot of attendance at our swim meets, and like all locals, we call them townies in Morgantown. If you have a swimming and diving shirt on, they'll walk up to you and start talking to you just about swimming, which that doesn't happen everywhere. So
it's a real hometown feel, and everybody I think in the whole country recognizes the WV, the logo for West Virginia, and so your university really did put West Virginia on the map. I'm going to end this with asking you, although I know I see it in you, you're a remarkable young man, and I'm very, very proud of you, how you are being your best self and just try honoring those who have gone before us by swimming here at the Natalie Lewis Invite. And just tell us a little bit of the good things you're doing.
So one of my kind of mantras is I actually want to be a swim coach, so I want to stay involved in swimming for as long as I can. One of my mantras is I want to be the best version of myself, and I also want to make everyone around me as good as they can be, whether it's in the pool or out of the pool. So I think of how I influence others and how I can try to make them better and try to make myself better as we go.
Well, you certainly are inspiring in and out of the pool. Yeah, Andrew Marsh, thank you so much for being on Sincerely Trish.
Thank you very much.
How cool is that? A Big 12 record, his teammates, his coach jumping up in the air, winning an individual event at the Big 12 conference, winning the 100 back in a 45-41. But despite all this, what really stays with me is how his little brother Adam followed him around and how nothing means more to him than spending time with his brother and watching the kindness that Andrew showed to his little brother Adam. That is the impression that stays in my heart. Keep on fighting the good fight. We'll see you next week on Sincerely Trish.
Thanks for listening to Sincerely Trish. Catch more life lessons on her blog, poodlewalker.com, on Instagram, poodlewalker1, on Twitter, poodlewalker10. And let's remember, lead by example, live to inspire, and until next time, let your light shine.